The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
This is the bonus Friday, October 22nd edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We've got everything you need to know in 10, okay, maybe 12 minutes with all the prop bets we like heading into the NFL betting weekend. Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top rated daily fantasy app. All right, Anita Marks, Mike Clay, week six. 23-20, not great, but we have not had a losing week yet, Mike. And, you know, I know you and I text about it. The Chargers really killed me in regard to my prop bets and whatnot. I had a lot of bets rolling on that game because I thought the Chargers and Herbert would do a lot better against the Ravens. I don't know, that Ravens defense that showed up, man. We didn't see that coming, did we? But
no, yeah, they definitely a disappointment. I can't believe I didn't get two extra points out of Tristan Vizcaino. Like I'm still bitter about that.
I know you with your kicking prop bets last week. I love them. But so we went 23-20, still winners. Have not had a losing week heading into week seven, which is great on the season. We are 94-69, which means we are 58%. So let's look to do even bigger and better this week. All right, let's kick it off with the Eagles and the Raiders. We're both on the same prop bet here, and that's Jalen Hurts over 8.5 rushing attempts. Mike, I'll let you take it from there, all the reasons why you like him. I'm sure I'll agree with every point.
Yeah, his low this season is 7, and he has at least 9 carries in 4 of his 6 games. You look back at last season, at least 9 carries in all 3 of his full games. And he actually had 8 in that game where he was pulled. Remember that with Nate Sudfeld in week 17. So he's been in this range every game, and the Raiders allow a ton of plays and they face one running quarterback so far this season. It was Lamar Jackson. He had 12 carries. So everything pretty much sets up well here for Hurts.
All right. Also very interesting. You know, I think Derek Carr is flying really low on the radar in regard to the season that he's having right now. Number one quarterback in regards to completion percentage of explosive passing plays, passes over 20 yards. And a big reason for that is Ruggs. Now, you know this Eagles team better than most because, well, you're a fan of the Eagles. I know they're good at eliminating the explosive passing plays. So I find this matchup intriguing, but a part of me still likes the Ruggs over 24.5 longest reception. What are your thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, if Ruggs gets 5-6 targets, it's pretty likely one of them is going to be a long play, right? Because he's just downfield. Yep. So like that. I have another one in this game too. Miles Sanders under 63.5 rushing yards. And this line opened at 65.5. It's trending down. So jump on it while you can. Look, maybe the Eagles will recommit to Sanders in the run this week, but they haven't done it for a month. So why should we buy in right now? Right. So, you know, he's hit this mark in only 3 of his past 11 games, tracing back to last season. And this year, it's a product of carries, right? He's just not getting the carries. He's yet to clear 15 in a game. He has a total of 29 during his past 4 games. And he's averaging 45 rushing yards a game this season. The line is 63.5. Again, that's well above that mark. Only 35.3 rushing yards, actually, over his past 4 games. So the Raiders can be run on. That's really the concern here. 5 different running backs have hit this mark against them this season, but those teams ran the ball. The Eagles don't run the ball. So until Nick Sirianni shows us otherwise, I'll be leaning toward the under.
Well, they do run the ball. It's just Jalen Hurts runs the ball. And that's why we like over 8.5 rushing attempts. All right. Lions and the Rams, man, I love this game. Mike Stafford going up against his former team. I think he has a field day. Over 288.5 passing yards, over 2.5 touchdowns. Also, I think Henderson, you know, he's one of the very few bell cows we still have left in the NFL. He's getting 80% of the carries in that backfield. I like over 16.5 rushing attempts. And on the opposite side for the Detroit Lions, I think they're going to be playing catch up. What does that mean? Goff is going to be slinging that rock in the fourth quarter, and he's going to be pressured, so he's going to be looking to dump it off. Two, DeAndre Swift, over 4.5 receptions as well. Those are my four prop bets for that matchup. What do you got?
Yep, like him. I'm going Jared Goff under 1.5 passing touchdowns. Look, he's fourth in dropbacks this season, but 20th in passing touchdowns with only 7. He's gotten to 2 in 3 of his 6 games, but he has exactly 0 in the other 3 games, and that's 2 of the past 3. You know, so he has really been struggling in this department. You know, you even look back to the time he was with the Rams, Anita, he only hit this mark 47% of the time. You know, he was still, it's a high bar. So the fact that this offense is struggling to score points, I don't think it makes much sense to lean toward the over here. It is a revenge game for him, I will say that, but also the Rams have allowed 6 passing touchdowns in 6 games this season. So yeah, I'm going to lean under here on Goff.
Houston and the Cardinals, interesting. You and I have prop bets on 2 specific players, but they're 2 separate prop bets. This is going to be fun. Love Murray here. Love Murray over 2.5 touchdowns, and you get that at plus money. Also, I like his longest completion of 37.5 yards. You know, not only is, of course, has he been able to, just put on a clinic this season, he has he's up there top 3 quarterback in explosive passing yards and passing plays as well. And I think he does connect against the Houston Texans. And also Connor, running back James Connor, over 5.5 receiving yards. You know, that backfield, you weren't sure what you were getting out of that Arizona Cardinals backfield coming in, but I really like the role that Connor has established for himself. And it's somewhat even keel, rushing the football as well as being a big part of their passing attack as well. So those are my 3 prop bets. What do you have?
Yeah, I like that. And I think our Murray props might seem to contradict, but I don't think they do. Because if Murray throws 3 or 4 touchdowns, you're going to hit. And it probably means they're blowing out the Texans here, which is what we expect, right? They're what, 17.5 point favorites. So excellent survivor pick this week as well. So I have Kyler Murray under passing yards, 266.5. And it's actually 267.5 right now. So I like the under. I think that they are going to build a lead. He's not going to have to throw much. And look, he was clearing this line out of the gate this season, but he's been short the last 2 weeks and his efficiency has kind of come back to earth. He was off the charts the first month. He's kind of come back to earth. You've seen that in fantasy as well with his point totals down. And again, it's the Texans are struggling, right? They're 1-5. So teams are not throwing on them. They face the fourth fewest pass attempts this season, 27.2 per game. Only 2 quarterbacks have gotten over this mark against him. And one of them is Trevor Lawrence in that game where he threw 51 passes in week 1. Remember the garbage time there for the Jags? So it just hasn't been a number, including Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Carson Wentz. These guys have not hit this line. I don't think Kyler does either. And James Conner, yes, his passing game work is up. So I like the over 5.5 receiving yards. I like over 13.5 carries too. Again, they're going to be ahead. He has a slight edge on Chase Edmonds in terms of carries, and he's already averaging 13.1 carries per game. We just have to get to 14. He's been there 3 times. And guess what, Anita? He hit the 14 mark in their 3 blowout wins this season, the Titans, Rams, and Browns. So, and the ones he fell short, of course, were their close wins against the Vikings, Jags, and 49ers. That is not a coincidence. He'll be running it often in this game. Barring injury, he should clear this with ease.
Let's talk about the Colts and the 49ers. Not sure if you have a play here, but I love Debo Samuel over 66.5 receiving yards, especially since Jimmy Garoppolo is expected to be back at the helm at the quarterback position. Also, and I always butcher this dude's last name, Kyle Juszczyk.
Juszczyk.
Thank you. Over 16.5 receiving yards. This has been very sneaky. They've been utilizing him in the passing game big time. He's averaging 5 to 6 targets a game. So this is a really sneaky good play for -115 over 16.5 receiving yards. Thoughts on those 2 prop bets, and do you have one in this matchup?
I do. I like that. You're right on Juszczyk. He's kind of been their sort of number 2 passing down complement to Elijah Mitchell because they don't really trust Trey Sermon now. So with you there. And I love the Debo prop. That is, maybe a sneak preview. Thinking about that for a best bet on Sunday if the line doesn't move on Fantasy Football Now. It is moving up, you know, so jump on it if you can. When I first saw it at 66.5, I spit my drink all over my screen, cleaned it up, and then I went and then made the bet because it's way too low. Look, this guy has been over this mark in 3 of 4 Jimmy Garoppolo starts this season. And his average, Anita, in those games, not close to 67.5. It's 122.5. He is crushing it. 10.2 targets per game, 8 or more targets in 7 consecutive games going back to last season, almost 10 yards after the catch this season, which is just an elite. He's dominant. And by the way, they're playing the Colts, 68 plus receiving yards allowed to at least one receiver in 5 of their 6 games. The only exception was the Titans, and they were destroyed with injuries at that position. So, you know, he should clear this line up by a huge margin.
I know we're going to end with some plays you like from Monday Night Football. I'm back on the podcast with Tyler Fulgham on Mondays, but I know you're not. So I'm just going to shelf that for a second. We'll end the podcast strong with your Monday Night Football plays. I just want to throw out quickly a few other plays that I like. I think Green Bay is going to have a field day with that Washington football team defense, who's just been horrific this season. I like Aaron Rodgers over 1.5 touchdowns. He targets Davante Adams, as we know, quite often, over 7.5 receptions. And I think A.J. Dillon, who's become a big part of that backfield for the Green Bay Packers, especially in the receiving game, over 9.5 receiving yards. So those are three plays I like in the Washington Green Bay game. I'll end with this one, and that is I think Rashad Bateman can be a sneaky good play. His over-unders in regard to receptions and receiving yards are not on the board yet, Mike. I don't think they will be until like maybe a few hours before kickoff. But I've talked about him a lot on these podcasts. I couldn't wait for him to come off of IR because of the groin. He was targeted like 5 times this past week. I think he had 4 receptions from like maybe, you know, 40, 50 yards. But that was just working him in slowly. Like this guy is really going to blow up, and this very well could be the week. So keep an eye on those. You know, if those stat lines come out and it's, you know, over 2.5 receptions, over 25.5 receiving yards, jump on it. I think this very well can be his coming out party this week against the Cincinnati Bengals. I just want to throw that out there. But let's end on the Monday Night Football game. The stage is yours, Mike Clay. What are the prop bets you're looking at in this Saints-Seattle game?
Yeah, sure. First of all, I'm with you on Aaron Rodgers. I agree on that over as well. Love it, even at the really poor juice that you're going to get there. But he gets 2 touchdowns almost every game, so why not? And the ones I like for Monday night, we'll start with Alvin Kamara here, under 22.5 carries. Look, he's gone over 22 carries twice this season and in 3 of his past 7 games, tracing back to the end of last year. But those are the only 3 games in his career that he has hit that mark. Now, I know he's playing a different role this season, more carries, fewer targets, but he still failed to get to this mark in 3 of 5 games, right? So it's just tough. It's just a really high line. It should be their favorites on the road, which is, you know, helps his cause a little bit, but 23 carries, that's basically his ceiling. So I don't like that line. It's just too high for me. Even if against a team that has faced a lot of rushing attempts this season. And then same team, Jameis Winston over 1.5 passing touchdowns. He's thrown at least 2 in all 3 of their wins this season. And again, they are favorites in this game in Seattle. This Saints offense, remember, they're on a bye, so maybe they were on a bye, so we're forgetting about them a little bit. But they are 7th in offensive touchdowns per game this season. And the opposing Seahawks have allowed 10 passing touchdowns, including at least 2 in 3 games this season. My projection, Anita, is barely above this. It comes in at 1.6. The line's 1.5, but it's plus 130. So you're getting some really nice juice on this one, and that's why I like it.
Yeah, listen, everything that I'm hearing out of New Orleans is that this very well could be the week. So yeah, the Saints coming off of a bye week where Sean Payton really unleashes Jameis Winston. So I like both those prop bets. That's great, Mike. And as always, I love doing this podcast with you. We've been really successful on the season. Again, 94-69, so we're 58%. So hopefully we can keep crushing it in week 7. So we want to thank everybody who tunes into the podcast. 10, 12 minutes, of course. We went a little over today, but listen, we're here to help you win some money. So please do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow. If you're enjoying the show, it helps us out tremendously. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Good luck in week 7.